بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال من سره أن يلقى الله تعالى غدا مسلما فليحافظ على هؤلاء الصلوات حيث ينادى بهن فإن الله شرع لنبيكم سنن الهدى وإنهن من سنن الهدى ولو أنكم صليتم في بيوتكم كما يصلي هذا المتخلف في بيته لتركتم سنة نبيكم ولو تركتم سنة نبيكم لضللتم ولقد رأيتنا وما يتخلف عنها إلا منافق معلوم النفاق ولقد كان الرجل يؤتى به يهادى بين الرجلين حتى يقام في الصف رواه مسلم. The very very important declaration by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with regards to the importance of salah with jamaat in the masjid. We began the discussion yesterday. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that person who prefers that he should meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of judgment with his iman and Islam intact, then let him very, very meticulously guard his salah with jamaat where azan is called out. So we have been given a prescription, a nuskha by the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in salah with jamaat in the masjid is the protection of one's iman and Islam. Conversely, when the ummah will abandon this very, very important injunction, then it will result in the loss of iman and Islam, which we see throughout the world today. He goes on to explain the importance of this. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَىٰ. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for your Nabi sunnah of hidayat. Now, literally translated, practices of hidayat. In other words, practices which guarantee hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we discussed yesterday, there is also a different meaning that can be put onto this expression, sunan al-huda. That is the interpretation which the scholars have given as to classification of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say some of the sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were sunnats which he showed us, which are acts of worship, acts of ibadat. And then there are those, what we call sunanus zawaid, that is things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed by way of habit, normal traits, characteristics of a human being in day-to-day life that every person does. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did those things. Here, there are also sunnat, and there is great reward attached to it. But some scholars have interpreted this saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud to refer to, in other words, in a clerical sense, sunan al-huda, practices of hidayat, in other words, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did by way of worship. Wa inna hunna min sunanil huda. Without a doubt, this practice of salah with jamaat in the masjid where azan is called out is of those sunanil huda. So either of the two meanings. Either one meaning, this is a practice that if you will hold on to it, Allah will give you hidayat. Because Allah tells us in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you will follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his way of life, تَهْتَدُوا. This is, as I mentioned many times before, Quranic nuskha, Quranic prescription, Quranic ta'weez. Allah is giving you one ta'weez. You want hidayat? Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud highlights amongst the practices of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this practice, great practice of hidayat. Ummat's hidayat will be preserved, iman will be preserved, maut on iman will take place. You'll meet Allah with Islam and iman intact if you will become meticulous with regards to salah with jamaat. And then he goes on, he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّكُمْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. If you people abandon the sunnah and start making, not make salah. I have mentioned this many times. In the time of Sahaba, it was not countenanced. It was impossible that somebody can be Muslim or mu'min and not make salah. Salah, each one understood, this is like the head in the body. If you are mu'min, if you have Islam, you will definitely be musalli. You will be making salah. So where was the problem? Either salah at home or salah in the masjid. So this is what he says. If you people choose to make your salah at home, kama yusalli hadha al-mutakhallif, as so and so person is doing, fi baytihi, this person who is holding back, who is doing it in his home, referring to who? Referring to the munafiqeen. As Abdullah bin Masood will enunciate later in this expression. He says, if you people opt to make your salah in your homes, like those who are holding back in their homes, لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ. This will equate to you abandoning the sunnah of your Nabi. This will equate to you abandoning the sunnah of your Nabi. Very, very important, as we touched on this yesterday, and unfortunately we ran out of time. What are the repercussions? What is Abdullah bin Masood telling us? If you abandon the sunnah of your Nabi, what will happen? وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. If you leave out, if you abandon the sunnah of your Nabi, he doesn't say it's a possibility or a likelihood. He says it with absolute certainty, لَضَلَلْتُمْ. You will become amongst the dalleen, those who have gone astray. You will lose your iman and your Islam. And the eventual abode of those who have gone astray is, Allah protect us, is Jahannam. Maut and kufr is Jahannam forever and ever. This is something that, if we take this expression literally, leave the clerical explanation, take it literally, how much emphasis Sahaba placed upon Sunnah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that ma ra'aytu shay'an, ma taraktu shay'an. I never left out even the smallest of the smallest of the smallest of a practice that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. And then what does he say? Inni akhaf in taraktu shay'an min amrihi an azir. Abu Bakr says, why? I fear that if I leave out one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I, Abu Bakr, will go astray. I will lose my iman in Islam. Who is saying this? Afdalul bashar ba'dal anbiya. The most virtuous, the greatest human being after the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Pinnacle, height of iman. There is no one who has greater iman in this ummah than Abu Bakr. And what does he say? If I leave out, I fear if I leave one sunnah out, I will go astray. Imam Malik rahimahullah, what he used to say? He used to say, Mathalul sunnah fi dunya kamathalil jannah fil uqba. He used to say, the example of sunnat in dunya is like jannat in akhirat. Man dakhala al jannata salima. That person who enters jannat in akhirat is saved from the azab of jahannam. Likewise, man lazima sunnah fi dunya salima. That person who holds on to sunnat in dunya will be protected, like a person who enters jannat in akhirat is protected. Another expression, as sunnatu ka safinati nuh. Sunnah is like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Man rakibaha faqad najah. That person who got onto the ship was saved, found najat and salvation. Woman, takhallaf anha, and the one who didn't get onto the ship, ghariqa, drowned. So, you want protection, you want salvation, then you will have to hold on to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And expressions like this, where Sahaba say that if you abandon one sunnah, or you abandon sunnah, you will go astray. They're not taking these things out of their pockets. This is exactly the meaning of that verse which I recited earlier. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Allah says to us, if you will obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will get hidayat. What's the converse meaning of that? That if you abandon his sunnah, what's the opposite of hidayat? Dalalat. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, in his Ihya ul-Ulum, he says, this cavalier attitude towards sunnah, this attempt of the enemies of Islam to draw the ummah away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, ye khufiya shirk hai. This is a light form of shirk. This is where shirk starts. This is where dalalat and deviation starts. When we have a very, very cavalier attitude towards sunnah. A lot of people, Mawlana, tell me, what is this sunnah? Is this, why is asking? So that if the answer is given that this is sunnah, then he can leave it out. It's okay. It's only sunnah. It's only sunnah. This is the height of arrogance to say such things. This is a, stems from a deep ingratitude to the qurbani and sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the devotion we are supposed to be showing to the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave the classification sunnah, wajib, etc. That is for clerical purpose, came afterwards. Sahaba, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, they did it. If he left it out, they left it out, finish. They didn't go into this, whether it's sunnah, sunnah mu'akkada, or sunnah ghair mu'akkada, or wajib, or farz kifaya, etc. This was the only gradient. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, or I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it, or it was part of his practice. To this extent, we find incidents. Sahabi is on a journey, he stops to relieve himself when he didn't have the need to relieve himself. And then he mentions to those that are accompanying him that many years ago, when I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this spot relieved himself. To this extent, they emulated the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So coming back, in a general sense, this applies, and in a specific sense also it applies in the context in which Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying this. He says, if you will choose to abandon this great sunnah of salah with jamaat in the masjid where azan is called out, then you have abandoned the sunnah of your Nabi. In a general sense, and specifically this important injunction. Walau taraktum, and another, and interestingly, Abdullah bin Mas'ud uses the plural. This is why I say, if you look at the entire psychology of the Tabligh Jamaat today, is what? That this is the starting point, how the ummah will get the road to hidayat, bring the ummah back to the masjid, establish salah with jamaat, amal of masjid, etc. Because on this is hidayat, iman, Islam. Ummat abandoned it, and what does Abdullah bin Mas'ud say? وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. This is emphasis, those who understand Arabic. If you abandon generally the sunnah, and specifically this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَضَلَلْتُمْ. He doesn't mention it like it. There's any doubt in it. He says, without a doubt, definitely, لَضَلَلْتُمْ, you will go astray. How much we Sahaba practice on this? He goes on. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا. Let me tell you about us. This is another way of translating this. Let me tell you about us, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقْ مَعْلُومُ النِّفَاقِ. When he came to us, no one would absent himself from salah or jamaat in the masjid except a munafiq, except a hypocrite. Ma'lumun nifaq, not just an ordinary munafiq, one whose nifaq had already become known. Everyone knew he's a munafiq, only he would absent himself. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلْ يُؤْتَى بِهِ يُهَادَى بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. And he goes on explaining, Sahaba, he says a person would be brought with his hands around the shoulders of two people, his feet draggy on the ground, that level of sickness and helplessness, even in that condition, حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفْ, until this person was made to stand in the saf. But even he would not miss salah with jamaat in the masjid. Allah gives tawfiq.